Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing. You do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have a very special couple on the line with me right now, Worley and Carolyn Stiegel from North Carolina. Now, Worley and Carolyn have been married 64 years this week. If you follow the Facebook page, many of you would have seen a post about Carolyn and Worley's 64 years of marriage. Their daughters had posted about this 64 years and had very special messages to their parents, and I wanted to read those messages before we speak with Worley and Carolyn. The first was from Rhonda. Today is my parents' 64th wedding anniversary. Their love for and commitment to each other has been like the faithful lighthouse that stands tall and unwavering on a rocky coastline. The waters may pummel it, and the winds may swirl around it, but nothing penetrates its steadfastness. Its foundation is firm. It stands strong in the light of day and shines brightly in the dead of night. I love you, Mom and Dad. Thank you for being such godly parents. You made our family and household one of joy, solid life lessons, and stability. The next post was from Renee. Happy 64th anniversary to my parents, who are still best friends, still totally in love, still holding hands, and are a wonderful example of how true love should be. I love you, Mom and Dad. With that, I would like to welcome both Worley and Carolyn Stiegel to The Mark Wyatt Show. Welcome, Worley and Carolyn.
Well, it's good to be with you, Mark. It's really nice to have an opportunity to share a little bit after being married 64 years.
It's been a glorious ride for us. I love each other dearly, and Carolyn's my best friend also, and we just have a wonderful life together.
You know, when I reached out to Rhonda and Renee, one of the things that I was told was this is a very special love story. And what I wanted listeners to hear today was encouragement, inspiration, no matter what point they are in their marriage, whatever their situation is currently. I like to have people share about their own relationships because there's nothing new under the sun, and I say that quite a bit, but the experiences that people go through, the challenges people go through marriage, sometimes they need that wisdom, that resource to say, okay, you hang in here. You keep going because there's going to be challenges, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's right, because it definitely in life, there are situations that come up, and it's how you handle the situation that determines the outcome. And we decided early on in our life, when we made that decision, that any challenge that's come our way, that we will conquer those challenges together, because two is better at solving problems than one. And so we've always determined to do that. And also, we always have God in the center of our life. We determined early, and when we first even started dating, during our dating time and in our early marriage, we decided Christ is going to be the center of our life, and we're going to live that Christian life, and because He is the one that guides our life. And we determine what we do based on godly principles.
We knew that we wanted our household to serve the Lord, and we knew that by doing that, we would have a better marriage. And it certainly worked out that way.
Now, to have 64 years of marriage, how young were you both when you became wedded in matrimony?
We were very young. In fact, Worley's pastor and his wife invited me to go to their church with them. They said they had a young man they wanted me to meet. And so, of course, I went and had no idea what he would be like or look like. And when I got there, I didn't meet him before service, and I saw him saw some guys in the choir, and I picked out Worley and thought, hey, I hope that's him. But he was flirting with another girl, so I thought he's already got a girlfriend. But anyway, after church, he was the one that was introduced, and we both really thought we wanted to date. And at that time, 64 years ago, we actually saw each other for a couple of years before marriage, but people were marrying a lot younger. And so anyway, we did fall in love, and we were real young. Worley, I think, was 19. Is that right, Worley?
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was 16. We really had it really well. Neither one came from wealthy families. I was raised on a farm, but my parents were so much in love, and I had a very good example from that. And we didn't know we didn't have much because our parents were so good to us, and we always had people around us. They would invite their friends and family in. But when Worley and I were married then, we both were working, and the Lord just was with us and helped us find the right homes to live in. And I think we were married for about 2.5 years when we bought our first home in Charlotte. And He's just been with us all the way, providing, meeting every need.
Now, how long was it before you had children?
It was about 3 years, I guess, something like that.
It was.
Mm-hmm. And so we, a lot of people ask, why are you waiting to get children? I said, whenever time comes, we'll have children. I said, and then it did. And the children we were blessed with by God was our two daughters, and they've been enjoying our life.
Well, me and my wife waited 11 years, and I'm 42, about to turn 43, and we have an 8-year-old.
Wow.
They will keep you young.
I feel it already.
In fact, our daughters and our grandson always keep us active. We're always doing things. And our grandson is, he's a joy to be with. We were going to have lunch with him today, but he can't get out of classes early at college. And so we're going to do a movie late this afternoon. But it's like we always have family and friends, and we say they keep us young. We said we would never act our age. We're going to stay young as long as we can, and it's really funny when we go to Disney World. Our son-in-law, Rhonda's husband, said that we get around there quicker and better than any of them, so we always get a laugh out of that.
You know, Worley shared a little bit about what that commitment was, Carolyn, and I wanted you to mm-hmm. share on your side, because he said you were both in agreement that this was a commitment and you would face any challenge that came. And I wanted to hear your perspective as well.
That's what we did. We decided that together. We talked it over and we prayed together. And we've had times in life where we call things that we didn't plan and we don't believe in luck, so it wasn't luck. So we call those times God winks. And I wanted to share one with you. It was where Worley had always wanted to retire from AT&T management early. And so he was saving towards that, and it came a time that he did retire early and was excited about that. And just a few weeks later, I was diagnosed with cancer. And so he was home with me that he could nurse me back to health after surgery. He went every day for 33 days with me to have the radiation, and he made sure that I got plenty of scripture. He would read the Bible with me, and he wanted me not to get depressed, but to stay with hope and faith. And you do heal better if you don't get stressed and worried. And he found this little book, Healed of Cancer by Dodie Osteen, so he ordered that for me, and she was healed of cancer. It was inoperable cancer, so it was totally a miracle. And she has all these scriptures in there that helped me. And I have now been free of cancer for over 22 years.
Congratulations.
So we call that a God wink, that he was able to be home with me and helped me through that. And this little book, we have been given that for years now. To anyone that we know within our church or community or family. And if we hear that they get a diagnosis of something like cancer or any other disease that could be fatal, we get this little book into their hands and give them our testimony. And it's helped a lot of people. We feel like it's encouraged a lot of people. And so that's just one of the things that we feel like the Lord has done for us, a big thing, really.
Clearly, faith is in the center of your marriage.
When
you talked about your parents, Carolyn, how good they were to you, where does that faith-centered idea come from for you and for you, Worley, as well?
For me, it was we were always raised in church. And my mom and dad lived their faith. There was never cursing in the house or drinking, and so it was a daily thing. And we always had, well, my grandparents were Christians, so my cousins and all, it was like we were really encapsulated with faith. And so that was a blessing to me. And Mom and Dad showed it through also their friendship. They would have people over on the weekends to, like I said, we weren't real wealthy or anything, but they would cut watermelons or make ice cream, and we'd play games. And so it was like we were always entertained, but it was always within a godly situation and a loving time. So we tried to carry that out with our daughters and now with our grandson.
And for you, Worley?
My family, my parents, we were not in church. So I didn't have the exposure to a Christian. Sometimes during the vacation between terms of school, some group of people in our community would take some children there, would go to Bible school in the summertime when school was out. And I started getting some feeling about Christianity and all that. But I was about 14, I guess it was, and somebody invited me to go to, it was my grandfather, invited me to go to church, having a revival. And so it was a little country church. So I went that Wednesday night, and the visiting evangelist who preached on this, the small fox that destroyed the vines. And he was talking about people think they have to commit big sins and all that to be a sinner. But he said, unless you recognize the fact that It's a little thing that destroys people's lives, and that you've got to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. I got born again that Wednesday night, and that radically changed my life. I really got born again, and have not been the same since. So I started getting involved in church anyway I could get there before I get before I could drive. And so then, very young in church, I'd been involved in everything. And I was about 17. They elected me to be the Sunday school superintendent. And so I started getting involved. I started teaching, and I become a deacon in the church. And then I just turned my life over to God, and he directed my path everywhere I went ever since then. Anytime a problem comes up in my life, I depend on the Lord to help me to solve that problem. And it's amazing what he's done in my life since then.
Right now, we're talking to Carolyn and Worley Stiegel. They have been married 64 years this week, and I was glad to recognize them through the Mark White Show Facebook page and to invite Carolyn and Worley both to join me here on the Mark White Show today. And when we come back, I want to have some more messages of encouragement for you as a listener. If you're married, if you're single, if you're looking to get married, I want this to be an encouragement to you in your relationship so that you can one day look back and say, what a wonderful marriage we've had. And even though there are challenges, even though there are difficulties, you made it through those storms and you came out on the other side and you are strong together, better than apart from each other. I like that two are better than one. Right, Worley?
Right. You're definitely right.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city,
works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I guess this is an anniversary edition of the Mark White Show, as we recognize a very special couple in North Carolina who have been married 64 years. Their daughters, Renee and Rhonda, shared about their very special 64th anniversary, and I reached out to Rhonda and Renee and asked them would their parents be interested in joining me on the Mark White Show to share about their 64 years of marriage. And I'm welcoming back now Carolyn and Worley Stiegel. Welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you. Worley and I were just talking this morning, Mark, about how God has blessed us to help couples that were having problems in their marriage. And there were several that came to us to seek counsel. And we remembered four couples that were just about ready to separate and get divorced, and the Lord brought them back together, and they're still together today.
My grandfather was a preacher, and he was also a counselor. He was qualified. He had his doctorate in counseling, and he would counsel married couples, and he would try to help them in their marriage. And I've always been surrounded by people who were very dedicated to the concept of marriage and not breaking that covenant, but staying together. And so that's been a powerful influence in my life. So when I see a marriage that's lasted 64 years, and while there are couples out there who would love to have that many years together, I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day. She turned 96 years old. Miss Margaret Head married when she was 20, and her husband died in a plane crash when she was 30. So they were married 10 years, and that's what she had, but it was a very special 10 years to her, and of course she would have wished for more, but that just wasn't meant to be. So we enjoy the time that we have, whether that be a short time or a long time, but to take each day and make it as special as possible, right?
Absolutely. My mother, she was 60 when my dad passed away. He was only 63, and their love was so great that she never dated anyone after he passed away. She said, I had the best, and I don't really need to seek another man. And so she lived to 92 and a half, and she was very happy. The Lord just gave her a peace, and she was happy alone and remained independent all of those years.
Now, I don't mean to just share all of Mark White's story, but my grandmother, Mary Faye Hedrick, raised me along with my grandfather, Lynn Hedrick. My grandfather passed away at 69. I was 18 years old when he passed, and grandmother lived another 20 years. And as a matter of fact, she was living with me and my wife when she passed away, but she lived to 84, so she had 20 years without my grandfather, but she was very similar in her feelings as your mother was.
Yeah, I think as Christians, people can accept things, and they've got the peace of the Lord that dwells in their hearts. And so, to me, that seems to be what helps these people. They've had good love, and it's fine for people to remarry. It's just a matter of choice. And but Mom just felt like her relationship with Dad was so special, and I feel sure your grandmother was the same way. Just were happy with their life as it was once they were gone.
How do you step into that role, Worley, to try to help them, to be a support system for them, to be that example? How does that come about for people to come to you and say, Carolyn and Worley, I would like for you to talk to me and my wife or me and my husband and share your wisdom about marriage and life?
It's an honor, but you really have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit whenever you talk to people, because you don't want to talk just from your mind and things like that. Of course, you let your experiences play a part into that, but you really have to be in tune with God and let Him lead you, because God knows everything. He knows what's in their heart and He knows what's in your heart. And God has a way of matching those things. So be led by the Holy Spirit whenever you minister to someone, because it's not within your own power what you do. You have to be led to do these things, because that's a great responsibility, and you don't want to say something that's incorrect or wrong that could lead them in the wrong direction. And I talk about when Carol and I first met each other. When we first met, I knew right then that she was the one that I was to marry. And that's the situation everybody should have in their hearts, to know that that marriage is what God has planned for your life and for your spouse's wife, spouse also. So it's a real important that you be cognizant of the married couple. They have to have a desire in their heart also that they want to make it a successful marriage too. If you have one that's apparently entirely different and don't want to do it, then the things you say is not going to affect them at all. So they have to be in agreement with, they want God to intervene and help them out in the marriage.
And a lot of couples feel like that they've gone so far and there's so much animosity that they're never going to be able to get back to where they have the good marriage. And you have to let them know that with God, all things are possible, and that there can be that forgiveness, and it may take a little while to work things out, but if they come and normally if they seek counseling, they really want their marriage to be healed. They don't want to separate. And so, the main thing is to know that God can help us. It's never too late.
Absolutely. I was thinking about Worley, as you mentioned, when you knew that Carolyn was the one. It was the same for me when I met my wife April at a camp that we went to. As soon as I saw her, I knew. And people can say, oh, that's not the way it works. But it actually was. I knew she was going to be the one. And guess what? Here we are working on our 20th year of marriage now.
Yeah.
That's great.
I can. This situation happened when I was in school. I would take a picture of Carol and at my desk, and I would take a picture out and look at it and all that. And I never shared that with my daughters. And I would look at that picture and say, well, that's going to be my future wife and all that. But you never told us that story. I said, well, I'm telling you now.
And, you know, it's probably rare for that to happen, like with you and April and also with Worley and I, but it does happen. And I've heard other people that had that first encounter and felt like that was one.
Exactly. Well, and as I mentioned at the onset, Carolyn and Worley, I want people to be encouraged by this show today. I want people, wherever they're at in their marriage, to think about why they married that person, think about the love that they have for that person, and maybe if there are things, and obviously there are going to be things that people need to work on, to work on whatever the challenges are and maybe some individual differences, because we're all unique and we're all different. Nobody is the same. We're all unique.
That's right. In that situation,
you have gone from a home where you were raised by a couple of people or some people in single parent homes or raised by grandparents or caretakers, and suddenly you're in with a new person. And you're starting this marriage with to be quite frank about it, there are a lot of things that people don't know about each other until they get married. And then it can be a surprise. When you get those surprises, if it is a surprise that hurts you or offends you or makes you feel bad or you're wondering, why did I do this, then you really need to work those things out.
Absolutely. And, you know, even though we were talking about how first impression was this is the one, but there are things once you're married, just as you were talking about, that you've got to work out. And I mean, sometimes it's little things, but it can be an irritant. And if you dwell on those things and don't do something to work it out, it could really cause a split. And so we always felt like we needed to work those things out. And so there are tough times. There's difficult times. But it's so good when you can work those things out when you're a young couple And now Worley and I enjoy doing things together. It's like we both love travel. We love antiquing and board games, family time. And he even likes to go shopping with me, believe it or not. Most of my friends' husbands, they would rather be fishing. But we just enjoy doing things together.
And another thing, whenever we travel a lot, and the last couple of years, because of COVID, we haven't been able to do it like we want to. But before that, we travel about 13 weeks out of a year, and we would go hiking. We'd just go to the mountains, for example, and we'd go find a trail, and we'd go to that trail and follow that trail up into the mountains. We'd go to waterfalls, and we'd see all kind of nature. And like one mountain in Tennessee, it takes you about a half a day to get to the top, and another half day to come down. And we just enjoy that. We're best friends, so we talk and it's as if we were best friends, and we do everything together. And it's just, it's a God thing that you have to recognize that God has to be in this and be at the center of our life to make this thing work out completely right.
And we touched on it earlier when we talked about when you all had children, but then you bring children into the marriage. And that is another change for a family to have a child to start out. And now you've got this other person in the family, and the importance of being cohesive for that child. And I'll just tell you, when I was very young, my birth parents, they were not cohesive. They weren't together. There were some things that created problems. And that's why as a 9-year-old, I was permanently placed with my grandparents, and it was night and day versus the relationships that I saw from my earliest years to the time that I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old until I started living with my grandparents. And there was peace, there was love, there was kindness, there was faith, Christ, God in my grandparents' home. And it did bring me comfort as a child who came from a very unstable household initially.
We,
I'm sure we
involved our children a lot. Whenever Rhonda was first born, and we were involved in music, Carol and I. We sang, were around singing at different churches and all that. And music been our most of our lives also. And whenever our girls started growing up, then Rhonda started taking piano lessons at 6 years old. And so when Renee comes along and Renee starts singing with us. But Rhonda started playing the piano at 11. She was an accomplished pianist then. And we started singing as a group, as a family. And Renee just joined in with us. And we sang as a family until Rhonda got married. Then every week we'd be traveling somewhere singing. And we just doing things together as a family. And then whenever Logan came along, we go to Disney every year. And so he's a video enthusiast. I mean, he's a perfectionist at videoing. And so we went down to the resort, and he said, "Grandy, I want to make a movie." And I said, "Okay, we'll go outside." And he said, "Just like this is Star Wars." He said that a lot of rockets coming in, all that. So I like you're shocked, afraid, started running, doing all kinds of stuff. And, so anyway, he got me doing all kind of stuff, and I enjoyed doing things like that with him. I just get down on his level, just we'd have fun. He said, I'm going inside the resort now, the building. He said, "And I'm going to wait there. You come in the building, just swinging your arms and act like you're trying to get away from something." So I did, and I was in there doing that. The elevator, but this man stepped out, and he jumped back in the elevator. I said, "Oh, it's hot outside."
That's
great. It was a cute video, though. He had bombs dropping, and I don't know, the app he had could do all these fun things. So we're always doing movies with Logan.
That is great. And children bring joy to our life. And I hope that whoever's out there listening right now think about the child that they have or the children that they have and the commitment that they make to them, the responsibility they have to them. And I've heard people say, put your marriage first, and your children second. I know that we show a strong love to our children, and especially if things aren't going right in a marriage, you can sometimes focus on the child as the one who loves you and cares about you, and then maybe push aside your spouse because things just aren't going very well between you and the one that you married.
That's true, and you have to be very careful that you don't do that. There is enough love in our hearts to go around, but I feel like your mate has to come first, and the children are very close behind that.
Yes.
And the grandkids, you think you don't have enough love to go around, but boy, when the grandkids come, there's that love.
Well, I had some friends that they have grandchildren now, and they take them on very special trips. They get to choose what they want to do. And they didn't do that with their own children because I grew up with their kids. And so it's a different treatment of the grandkids. And I know that's special. I hear that from a lot of couples that have grandkids that they're able to spoil their grandkids and send them back home.
Yeah, with Logan, he loves to go to Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge also. And used to, when we would go, just the two of us, we would antique and we would hike. But when he goes, he wants to see shows. He wants to go to Dollywood.
Yes.
And so he does make our plans. And I don't know that we ever let the girls do that.
Yes. The children, the does have a big part in your life, and also your grandchildren. So that really makes up the whole bundle of life and a life to enjoy. And so, Carol and I, we enjoy the life and we enjoy doing things, and we live like, I feel like I'm in a lot younger than what I am, and I do anything I want to do. Carol does that thing too. And so when we get ready to do something, there's no question about it. We just up and do it. And so, we almost think alike. we've been together so long that we know, what we like, and it's amazing because when we got married, we like about the same things, and so it's a God thing whenever that happens.
I would like to say to young couples, if they're going through struggles, stick it out, work it out, because when you've gotten to the years that we have, it's better than ever because you have gone through some struggles, you've worked things out. And we are more alike now and share more things that we like to do. And so it really gets better and better as the years add on.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, whenever somebody, one of us can start a sentence and the other one can finish it with the same thought.
That's great. Well, I was hoping you would have a closing message, Carolyn and Worley, for those married couples. And I think that's a good one. I think that's a great way for people to think. And I do hope that married couples and those who are considering marriage, those who are single and thinking about wanting to be married, will consider some of the thoughts that you've both shared with us today.
Well, that's great. I hope it is.
Yeah, I do too. I hope that it will touch some hearts. And thank you for the opportunity you've given us to be able to share.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
You're welcome. I'm so glad both of you wanted to do that. It was very exciting when I got the message back that you were both interested in coming on the show, because I think it is very important that when a married couple like yourselves reaches a milestone such as 64 years, that you're able to share with as many people as possible. And this is a great way to do that. It's great to be able to share a post on Facebook, but then to have a voice to put with the messages. It really does, I believe, help people out there who need to hear this. And maybe this show is reaching someone today that needed to hear it. And I hope that's the case.
Me too.
Yeah.
I surely hope so.
Well, Carolyn and Worley Stiegel, thank you so much for joining me here today. And congratulations again on 64 years of marriage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Carolyn and Worley Stiegel. We appreciate them so much. And thank you to Rhonda and Renee for sharing about their parents, those special messages that put them on my radar so that I can invite them on the show. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Joining me will be Kelly Cooey, as well as Janice Slater, who is the daughter of Coach Larry Slater. We'll be honoring and recognizing Coach Slater's contributions to girls' sports when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Special kind of Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this.
Red and pink and green, purple and orange and
you can sing a
rainbow sugar.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, we are in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. That was my grandmother. She raised me. She took care of me. She was responsible for me. And I hope I'm doing her justice in the way that I'm living, trying to make a difference in the lives of others. And there are other people out there that we want to recognize who are loved and cared about, who make a real impact on the lives of others. And in the conversation that we're about to have, we have a special coach who committed his life to young women, and it was through basketball. And we're talking about Coach Larry Slater. And right now I have on the line with me Kelly Cooey, as well as Janice Slater. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Kelly and Janice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. And my condolences to you, Janice, in the loss of your dad. I know it happened in May of last year when he passed away.
Yes,
we carry those memories with us, and we carry that person with us, and it's really hard for some people to overcome that and to really just simply move forward, you know?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your dad, Janice.
Probably one of the things that stands out the most is how many young women's lives that my dad actually affected.
I'm from Hartsville, Alabama, and my dad actually was a director of Park and Rec, and he started our softball program, and he actually had our first girls basketball team on our rec leagues. And so he was always just a champion for young women and for, you know, girls growing up and getting to have the same rights to play basketball and everything.
Kelly shared with me a very special story about the time that Pell City took on Hartsville in basketball. Tell us about that.
So actually my parents got divorced when I was 12 and my dad went into coaching about when I was 13. And by the time I was a senior in high school, he had moved over to a little town called Pell City. And they had Tanya Tice, which ended up, she ended up going on to Alabama to play. And she was one of the Miss Basketballs for the state. And so it ended up, we'd actually looked at it at one point and kind of joked because, you know, it was his first year with these girls and said, you know, the only way we'd meet is if we met in the finals. And sure enough, we met in the finals. We're actually the reason that they don't play the games at Calhoun anymore, and they moved them to Birmingham because the fire marshal had to shut the gym down. There were so many people in the place.
No.
That's a true story. We actually had a row of people sitting in front of our bench on the floor, and everybody just wanted to be a part of it. It was crazy. And so I fouled out with like 2 minutes left in the game. I'd been guarding Tanya, and give Tanya credit. She was an awesome ball player. And So I fouled out with about 2 minutes left, and we had about 7 seconds left on the clock. We're shooting a front end of a 1-1, and we had a game plan, and we kind of let Tanya get away from us. And it was, I want to say that may have been the first year for the three-point line, but Tanya hit the three-pointer at the buzzer and beat us by one.
Incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often that a daughter would be playing across the court from her dad.
Right.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so it was, and I'll tell you this, when everybody wanted that great camera shot, so when I ran over there to shake his hand, when they called my name out, I actually ran over a camera guy trying to get back to our side because he was trying to get that good angle, you know. So.
Lots of things happened in that game. Fire marshal got involved, photographer tragically injured by a basketball player. What a day.
Oh yeah, it was definitely crazy, and like I said, you know, and of course we spent our rest of our lifetime joking with each other about it. You know, I'd tell him Tanya's foot was on the line, we were still tied, and you know, that kind of stuff. And you know, he was great about it. You know, he talked about how awesome it was for him to finally had won, you know, to win his first state championship, but how devastating it was to actually take that from his own daughter her senior year. And he said the only comfort that he had was that I had two under my belt already. So,
well, you know, that's a tough headline for a newspaper, Dad Beats Daughter.
That's right. Actually, the headlines were Slater versus Slater.
Okay.
That's a direct, yeah.
Well, if he'd won by 20 points, it'd be a Slater slaughter.
That's right. And we had an Amy Slaughter on our team.
Perfect.
What was really great about that Hartsville team was we had, when I was 12 years old, we won, my dad was coaching, we won the first World Series softball for Hartsville. And I would say out of the 11 girls on the team, dad had coached 9 of us in that 12U softball tournament. So, you know, all of us had a you know, big tie to my dad. And like I said, he just was forever doing for women's sports.
What about this 75% winning percentage? I mean, to go from somebody who worked for the city to a basketball coach and then to have such a record.
Well, actually, my dad was a really, really good basketball player. But Vietnam happened, and he had to go to war. And so he was still in the military when we returned back here. And he actually found a job at the Hartsville Civic Center as the assistant director. And so that's kind of how he ended up there. But he already had in his mind that he was going to go back to school because he wanted to be a basketball coach. And so he started taking night classes at Athens State and working towards that goal. And then, like I said, by the time I was about 12, he ended up getting his degree, and he got hired on at Moulton. And he worked at Moulton High School or Lawrence County High School for a few years there. And then he ended up going to Pell City. And his first year at Pell City, he wins a state tournament.
Wow. And I'm going to tell you, Janice, when it comes to girls basketball, I grew up, my middle school years and early high school years were in Hueytown, Alabama. Girls basketball was not on the radar in the way that when I went to Lauderdale County to high school and I started there in the 10th grade, I saw a sign when we first came into Rogersville, when we moved there, I saw this sign that said home of the Lady Tigers and had these state championships on the board. And I thought, what earth? I mean, I'm used to seeing home of the football or whatever, but it was basketball. And I was simply amazed at the passion that people in Rogersville had for their girls basketball team.
Well, I think that's, you know, Larry Senior, he just did an amazing job with his girls too. But here's what's funny about that. What year did you roll through there?
1994.
Okay, so I actually started my coaching career at Wallace State in 92, but prior to that, I graduated from UNA, and I had been doing all of Larry's AAU teams. So I would go and do his high school AAU teams during the summer while I was playing at UNA.
Yes.
You could call off a lot of names, I'd know them.
Yes, absolutely. That is really cool because Larry Senior was a friend of mine as well, and I served as a police officer in Rogersville, and just a great guy, always encouraging to me. I remember one time, Janice, I was going through the gymnasium to go kick the football out on the field because that's what I did. I kicked the football, and Coach Senior stopped me. He put his arm on my shoulder, and all the girls were sitting in the bleachers, and he told them, he said, if you all would work and be as dedicated as Mark with his kicking, you can do great things. And I was so embarrassed because here I was, this young guy, in front of all of these girls, and Coach Senior was using me as an example for my kicking.
What a compliment, though. That's a compliment. Yeah, he's amazing. And I'll be honest, Brant Llewellyn actually was the manager at UNA for the girls' basketball team. And now, you know, obviously he's the head coach and has done an excellent job and won his own state championship.
Yes.
A lot of connections. Yeah,
that is great. Well, I love North Alabama, and I love the passion that people do have for girls' athletics in this area. I think it's something that's very special. As you mentioned, years ago, there was not a real emphasis on girls' sports, but that certainly has changed as we've moved into the past few decades.
No, I agree. That's 100% right. Yes, sir.
Well, and I would say that your dad played a large part in that as we think about Coach Slater and what he did for girls basketball, similar to what Coach Larry Senior did for girls basketball in Rogersville, Alabama.
I would agree 100%. I mean, obviously, these guys, you know, they really did have what was best for girls coming up and women coming up. And you know, everything they did was a fight every day for us to have all the same, you know, locker rooms and equipment and, you know, uniforms. And so they did. They pioneered a lot of the path for us.
And we haven't even touched on what he did at Wallace State. Amazing run there at Wallace State as well.
Yes. Yes. So that is funny because I got beat by him. Then I got to go coach with him. You know, I actually played for him one year. I actually had, I'd signed with Southern Miss and transferred and went back to Wallace because he had just got hired on his first year. So I got to play for him one year. And then 2 years later, I was back sitting on the bench with him. So
excellent.
I got trained by the best. I'll say that.
You know, it's really good to think about those memories because when it comes to my football playing days, to have my grandmother in the stands or to write me a note and encourage me as a player. And then with my radio show, she lived long enough to see my radio show get started. Nothing like it is now, but that was in 2017. She passed in 2018, but she would listen to my show and then she would critique it when I would come home and she would say, you might want to work on this a little bit. You might want to do that. Those things are special to us, aren't they, Janice?
That's right. They are. They're very special. And not having that phone call the other day, I think that was the hardest part for me and my sister was we both knew that, you know, he would be giving us his guidance and he would be, you know, he would be on the phone with both of us before that game ever happened. So
yes. Are you at Priceville?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm actually helping my sister. When my dad died, and my sister is an amazing coach. She's full of energy. Yeah, she's what she's done at the Priceville program, I can't say enough about, you know, and she's a spitball. We sat there and talked after Dad had passed away, and she really told me, she said, I really want you to sit on the bench with me this year, you know. And so I told her, I'm actually a general manager at a water authority, so I don't do this anymore, you know. And so they dusted me off. I'm like old furniture, you know. I'm the water girl. Yeah, I'll bring you the water. But, you know, I wanted to be able to be there for her and help her. And, you know, of course, we've got a little joke because, you know, as good as Larry was to all of his girls, he might have got on a referee's nerve once or twice. So we have an inside secret. We have an empty seat sitting beside me for my dad this season, but we're trying not to let any of the officials know because we're afraid he'll run by and team up.
Oh, no. No coaches ever do that, right?
All coaches
are great to referees and back and forth. It's a wonderful relationship there all the time.
That's right.
When we're talking about your sister, we're talking about Terry Nelson, their head coach of Priceville Girls Basketball. And I really appreciate the fact that Kelly Cooey reached out to me about your dad, because I'm going to recognize your dad through this show and honor him. So today's show is dedicated to Larry Slater. And I want your sister to know that too, because it's so important that we keep their legacy alive. And what a legacy your dad had. So a very special conversation. Loving this conversation with you, Janice.
Thank you.
Kelly, thank you for sharing that message with me. And thank you for bringing Janice on the line with me.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm a Brewer fan, and I cheered for Priceville the other night, and tears were rolling down my face when they won the county championship.
Aww.
Because I was cheering for Priceville. My girl was graduated, and all I could think about was Larry smiling down.
Aww.
Because he's not sitting on Brewer's side, because he would sit on Brewer's side when we played, because his wife called it Brewer. That's the only reason.
Okay.
That's the only reason he would see it. And he would tell me that.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about it is Dad, you know, Dad had done a lot of, well, I can say Kim Brown, which played at Brewer, and Dag, her dad, was like best friends with my dad. And, you know, I think Kim was even cheering for Priceville the other night. I mean, it's just, he just made such a mark on you that you really couldn't help but cheer for us because you just loved him so much. And and actually, this was my sister's first ever win of a county tournament. And to get to do that with her and know that he was enjoying it, but also to have the support from everybody that loved him, but, you know, that was huge.
And I think I sit behind your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just with me today as she meant, just, you know. She's
been around the game a long time, too.
And I loved it. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it, you know, just sitting behind her. With, you know.
Yep.
Very, that made my day, special.
Yeah.
Very special. Well, Janice, I appreciate you joining me here on the show. And congratulations to the Priceville Girls basketball team, along with Coach Nelson, on their success. And that seat right beside you, that's a special spot, I know, for both of you. His legacy lives on, and there are plenty of young ladies out there now, grown women who have children of their own, and they're sharing that advice moving forward, just like his players over in Rogersville, Coach Larry Sr. There are messages that are constantly shared from the mouths of these gentlemen that are helping people today. So you know that, and it continues on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Janice. And thank you, Kelly.
It.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Kelly. It was very sweet of you.
Y'all both have a good day.
You too.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Coach Larry Slater and Coach Larry Senior and so many others, even my grandmother, through the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm so glad that we could have that conversation with Kelly and with Janice and talk about Larry Slater and the impact that he had on girls basketball. We also appreciate Worley and Carolyn Stiegel for joining me here on the Mark White Show. And congratulations again to them on 64 years of marriage. I hope that conversation was beneficial to you, that it encouraged you, whether you're married or considering marriage. As far as following the Mark White Show, I would love to see you follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And then go subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast. There are plenty of ways to do that. You can subscribe through Facebook podcasts. You can subscribe through Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. You can also go to themarkwhiteshow.com and you'll see the listen link and you can listen to previous shows. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.